Welcome to the second episode of Paper Cuts Podcast, because YA needs to hear this. I'm Ollie from New Jersey.
I'm Robin from Idaho.
And I'm Senna from Ohio.
This episode, Senna, Robin, and I are introducing a new project. To kick it off, we'll be discussing the latest book-to-movie trailers. We swear in this podcast.
Mm-hmm. So if you do it, all for you, Barbara. Anyway, as I'm sure most of you are aware, this is a big year for YA book-to-movie adaptations. We've got like 5 movies coming down the pipeline that were based on a YA book or written by a popular YA author. So we've decided to base a little project around them. We've all made a pact to go see each of the big 4 adaptations coming out this year, City of Bones, Warm Bodies, Beautiful Creatures, and The Host. And the goal is to come back here and have a little discussion. To make it interesting, we've also worked it out so that some of us will have read the books and some of us will be going in fresh, so that we can have a mixed perspective on the movie and see if it can stand on its own, and so it's not just us bitching about shit got wrong for like 2 hours. So to that end, Robin and I are going to be reading City of Bones and The Host. Well, Robin's already read them, so I'll be reading them. And Ollie will be sitting those out as our movie-only control girl. I'll also be reading Beautiful Creatures with Ollie, and Robin will be our control in that movie. Finally, Robin and Ollie will be reading Warm Bodies, and I will be movie girl. And we'll also probably have my co-blogging partner, Kayla, coming in and talking with us about the movies every now and then. So
I look forward to that.
Yep, it'll be fun. So, to kick off the project, today we're going to be taking a look at the latest trailers for our 4 adaptations. Yay, us. We are going to start with the Warm Bodies trailer. It should be linked below the podcast. So if you guys want to pause us and go ahead and watch it, we will wait.
A few moments later.
So, that was Warm Bodies. What did you guys think?
I am so excited that I have signed up to watch this movie.
It's definitely an interesting premise.
Yes. Yes, it is. I didn't quite get the tone. I think they're trying... It seemed like a parody, like it was trying to be funny. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, if it's a comedy, I love the movie Fido. I don't know if you guys have seen that one, but oh my god, like, zombie comedies. Yes.
It was almost like a parody of Twilight, too, the way they were filming it.
Yeah, I watched it with my partner, and he was like, is that Kristen Stewart? So if it's not, then they were trying to cast someone who looks like her.
Yeah, it had like almost like one of those YouTube parodies that you would see, like where they do a true Twilight trailer, like, but with zombies.
Oh my god, yeah.
Let's take the silliest concept we can think of and turn it into a teen romance.
Which one of my housemates, as I was running out of the other room to come talk about it, said that apparently it's loosely based on Romeo and Juliet, which would make sense. He was a zombie, she was not, you know, that kind of thing. Their father didn't want him to be with her because you can't, he's a zombie.
Dude, the father was John Malkovich, which automatically gives it 10 awesome points.
Yes, Malkovich, Malkovich.
And it looked like his best friend was Rob Corddry, which is awesome.
Yep, yep. Rob Corddry. Yeah, this looks pretty fun. I think I've also signed up to read the book, which kind of makes me sad. Because I don't know if it's going to be as funny as that. But I was cracking up. So hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully it won't take itself very, like, hopefully the light tone is actually what is in the book as well as the movie.
Mm-hmm. So, calming down now from being really excited about a funny zombie movie. It seems to be horror, and it seems to be comedy. If they can keep that and really make it hit, that'd be great. The what they call them?
Spiders?
The skeletons. Spiders?
I don't Bonies? Know. Something like that.
They better not have called them boners.
Boners. It's very intimidating.
Those guys seemed like they are going to be an interesting set of villains, considering that they don't have any capacity, probably, for intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the idea of zombies stopping being infected, that I have not seen done.
No, it's like either the zombie is incurable, or it's like, you know, Resident Evil anti-venom that you inject before you become a zombie.
Once you hit zombie, phew.
Yeah, no coming back from that.
Or in Shaun of the Dead, where you can, like, domesticate the zombies, or Fido, where they're domesticated. I know Fido himself starts to have the capacity for love, but it's not like he suddenly, at the end of the movie, is, you know, making sandwiches and watching TV and having conversation. So, that's exciting. Unique takes.
When she first sees him, though, and he puts his hand on her cheek, I'm like, that doesn't seem like a good idea. You just met him and he's a zombie. Granted, he's a pretty zombie, which he really is. And I feel weird pretty. Saying that because he's like the little kid from About a Boy. Very pretty zombie. But no, that was probably a bad move.
You're very lucky that his heart started beating.
Yes, immediately upon seeing you. And his heart grew 3 sizes that moment.
Sizes that day.
What about you, Robin? What do you think?
I think it's interesting that they seem to have a hierarchy of zombies in this movie, kind of like they do with the vampires.
Mm-hmm.
They have the still human-looking zombies, and then they have the skeletal zombies. And apparently they're doing a kind of the enemy of my enemy is my friend kind of thing going on here for a little bit of some of it.
Yeah, like at the end when, what do we shoot?
Yeah, the zombies are gaining up on the skeletal zombies to help the humans. The humans want what the non-skeletal zombies want to become human again, kind of a thing. An interesting concept, I think. Kind of keeping that hierarchy in there and the curable and the incurable kind of a thing.
Yeah, because the skeletons definitely didn't seem like they were going to be healing back up.
Nope, they look like monsters.
Yep. You're pretty much gone. It's unfortunate because, you know, Mr. Pretty Zombie, another 2 years and you're going to be a skelly.
That would be funny. And they just, they go on with their domestic life even though he's a skeleton thing.
Oh, wait, it reminds me of the game by L.J. Smith. Was that Julius? Oh, read that?
Yeah. No,
I've not done L.J. Smith
yet. Yeah, where he turns into...
Start off looking good people, cute guys kind of a thing, and then as they get older, they turn more into more and more vicious kind of a thing.
Was this vampires?
No, they were shadow men.
Oh. Yeah, I really need to read some L.J. Smith.
You should. She is
Lois
like
would kill me.
The template upon which this entire genre is based.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes quite strongly.
Very strongly. But we will probably get into that at some point.
we'll have one of those days. I'll go read all the L.J. Smith books, and you'll read them all again, and then we'll be like, all right, let me talk about how this book is just L.J. Smith book over here.
We really need to, because I need to confront that childhood nostalgia, and that would be a very interesting dichotomy.
So, in conclusion, Warm Bodies trailer, funny, kept me watching, made me very excited to want to go see the movie, and my partner and I are going to go see, because he was like, I'll come see that with you. So, did its job.
Okay. Warm Bodies is by Isaac Marion, and it hits theaters on February 1st, 2013.
Up next, if you head over to our links located beneath the podcast, give us a pause, then click on the link for the Beautiful Creatures trailer. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Eventually.
Alright, welcome back. You just finished watching the trailer for Beautiful Creatures. So, that was very pretty.
It was very... I know we're probably going to say this about like every single one of these trailers, but they all like look like they're trying so hard to be Twilight. Or
yes.
To appeal to the Twilight demographic. And I think this one... perhaps with the exception of City of Bones, is probably the worst.
She's so pale. I'm like, are you already a vampire?
Caster.
No, you're a caster. You're a witch. It felt like True Blood, the teen movie.
Right? That is true. It had that whole Southern Gothic thing going on.
Mm-hmm. She will turn to the dark side. Hello, Loam is, like, fancy southern Darth Vader.
I know, he's like, now look at what I am. For some reason, my bright yellow contacts are supposed to be some indicator of my moral standing.
You're so evil with your yellow eyes.
Only evil people have yellow eyes. Clearly. And she dresses in black, so you know.
Oh, yeah.
She must be bad.
She's not just a goth chick.
They all had very pretty clothes for, like, the entirety of that trailer, though. That was, like, YA paranormal
porn.
Book cover the movie.
Actually, I noticed that on the poster on the IMDb page. I was like, that's a very nice poster.
Isn't it?
They're going to be on many girls' walls.
And many movie tie-in book covers.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I think that's what I've seen already.
Yeah, the original one was very nondescript. Well, not nondescript. It was nice, but it didn't have like people on it. It's just kind of iconography. I liked it. What did you think, Robin?
I think they're trying to twist it around a little bit. This time, you know, it's the girl whose soul's kind of the bad side, and the guy's the good guy.
As opposed to the girl who's holding
the yeah. I think they try to twist things around. I'm not sure it's going to be enough of a difference to really keep from becoming more noticeable, I guess, than any of the other movies that have come out with that. I just don't see enough of a difference. It is an interesting show, but it also reminds me a lot of, again, L.J. Smith with Her Secret Circle.
Yes, that is true.
The other movies I've seen, too, so it just seems a typical teenage witch movie to me.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what... There's a thing, though, that, like, makes me think that maybe there's something there, is the fact that it has kind of an amazing adult cast. They've got...
Dude, I was just going to talk about that, yes. I'm so glad.
They have Jeremy Irons, they've got Viola Davis, and Emma Thompson in a southern... What? With a southern accent. That's, like... the best thing. So, I mean, if Emma Thompson and Jeremy Irons are like, yeah, we're in for this teenage witch movie, then I feel like...
I like seeing more witches, something. Too. Like, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, like, well, alright, hold on. You said Jeremy Irons. Let me just check something. I would like to point out Aragorn.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Dungeons and Dragons the movie. I love Jeremy Irons because, you know, life's not fair, is it? But he's not necessarily a stamp of wonderfulness.
Okay, but we still got Emma Thompson.
I know. And he was Humpert, so.
That's a pretty stellar, like, I'll go see it just because Jeremy Irons and Emma Thompson are in it fighting each other.
Yeah, I liked that the dad was just like, wham, throw you back. He's just like, I can just do whatever, I'm badass.
Like, you know what, human boy, shut up. Go away.
Stupid human.
I love how Jeremy Irons didn't even try to do a southern accent. He's just Jeremy Irons.
Yeah, and that's fun too. It's like, did you see, was it Man in the Iron Mask like 15 years ago at all?
Yes.
With Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. And he's the only one without a French accent. And it's like, I guarantee that you need to have a French accent. Not only are you the king of France, you've also... been locked up in a tower DiCaprio? As the other character. Yeah, he was like both characters.
None of them had an accent, though. Like
he did, though. It was him. He was the one who didn't have one.
No, because John Malkovich was in that too, and he totally didn't have
an accent.
No, Malkovich talks like Malkovich. Okay.
All right, that's true. Malkovich. He's come up twice now.
Clearly, Malkovich was also in Aragorn, so maybe this.
Oh, it's a connection.
Not a good. Trend. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm kind of interested in this. Like, I think this one is probably going to be a lot of fun to make fun of.
You're gonna love to hate it.
Which is a bad thing to say, but I mean, already, like, I'm kind of cringing because I think Viola Davis is gonna be like the magical black lady.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. When I saw her, I was just rolling my eyes going, and this is the moment where I decide not to watch this movie.
And she's there, you know, supporting the white people.
The rich white people, yeah. Yes. It's like, great, that's just awesome. That character needs to just stop.
Yeah, that whole trope.
Magical other, it's like, dude. All right, so for me, Beautiful Creatures, I don't remember if I signed up to see it. If I have to, I'll go.
Oh, you have to. You are so going to see this.
About this. But they're 2 weeks apart. All right.
I think you actually signed up to read this one, too.
Did I? I'm so
pretty
sure.
Uh-huh. All right. It's a door stopper, too. That book is thick.
I saw it at the store, I think before I signed up for it. It's cute. It's
yeah.
I'll be skimming it.
The concept seems kind of like it could be interesting, like the whole light and dark caster fated to be one or the other. I mean, you know, you don't get a lot of info, but
I mean, I think so it was 2.5 minutes long, and so was Warm Bodies, mm-hmm. and yet it felt like it dragged on.
Yeah, it was pretty long.
It's dense. probably too much information for 2.5 minutes of trailer.
Yeah, it's kind of the bulk of the plot there. It's like, well, she has to choose, and she's a witch, and there's a boy, and fate of the world.
The world will be destroyed.
I love how that's
but
like
I don't care.
Every villain's default plan, too. It's like, well, we don't have anything interesting for this villain to do, so they're going to take over the world.
Dude, what is with taking over the world and destroying it? Like, don't you want to keep having a world? Don't you want to, like, make taxes and stuff?
They're going to subjugate humanity, okay? The world will still be there. This, like, handful of casters, though, will just somehow rule over millions of humans.
They will be gods.
Yeah.
I don't understand that either, though, because, like, aren't you perfectly fine now? Can't you, like, cast magic and shit? I mean,
it's not enough, okay? The world has to know how amazing they are and acknowledge their rightful
pay tribute.
Yeah.
And they'll start the Hunger Games, and there you go. That's
this is the prequel to Hunger Games. This is how Pan Am came to be. It was all the goddamn witches.
Stupid witches. All the goddamn witches. I'm sorry. Not stupid. Goddamn. There's something else I wanted to say about this one. The Craft. I want to see more movies like The Craft. I really hope that there are more female casters in this. Chances are there are not. But if it makes more movies in the future, for some reason, that are kind of like The Craft, where there's like girl witches having fun, doing their thing, being angry, pissed at each other, I'd be happy with that.
There's a good chunk of female witches, it looks like. You've got the girl, her sister, the evil lady, and it looked like their mom, possibly, somewhere in there, towards the end of the trailer. So.
Was the one with the golden eyes her sister?
Yes. That's what I took from it. I think she's her sister.
Alright. Beautiful Creatures is by Cami Garcia and Margaret Stoll. It will be coming to a theater near you on February 13th, 2013.
Next is The Host by Stephanie Meyer. Like the others, the link is below. Pause and watch it. We won't know you were gone. Promise.
2,000 years later.
Welcome back. You just finished watching The Host by Stephanie Meyer, which is theaters March 29th.
So, thoughts?
If it didn't have the really making sure that you know there's a love story in this, it actually looks pretty cool.
Thank you. That was the first thing I saw, because they're like, this is a love story, love, 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 blah, 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 and also there are aliens, and that's kind of a thing, you know, it's a problem.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty interesting with the idea of, you know, this thing goes inside you, they sound like, what is it, Yerks?
Yerks. Oh my god, yes. Animorphs.
So it's like,
bro.
Animorphs the movie, and there's like a Yerk in her brain, and or not yet in their brains, and everybody else has been taken over, and you know, and then she gets caught, and they heal her, and they put a Yerk in her brain. They're just gonna be Yerks forever.
It's the Yerk apocalypse.
And then the idea that maybe she could fight off this Yerk invasion from inside her, like, and him being like, are you still in there? Which is, like, now we go over to Angel with Illyria invading Fred's body. And, you know, I like that idea of someone's loved one going up to someone who's been taken over by some alien or mystical creature and going, is the person that I love and miss and care for and had all these memories with, is she anywhere in there, or are you just accessing her stuff like computer files.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't mention in trailers the I don't even know what the aliens are called. The aliens that they put inside her is actually like a super special alien. It's like they're a alien. So
wait, is it like a new alien or is it like the queen alien?
No, it's not a queen. It's
they're just
like
regular aliens that they travel in. This one's special because it's gone through this process and taken over thousands and thousands of bodies throughout several different thousands of galaxies.
So now it's the symbiotes from the Jadzia Dax and Curzon. What are they called? Go watch the Star Trek.
But she's special, so a lot of people are thinking, well, she'll be able to get this human under control.
Yeah. I see.
If you can't tell, I've had the advantage of reading this book.
Which I'll be interested to see your perspective on the movie. Trill, that's what they're called, Trill.
There you go.
Yay, I watched Star Trek.
I think the best thing about that trailer, though, was the Imagine Dragons song at the end.
Dude, that song was so cool!
I know, it seemed to make, it made everything, like, that much more epic. It's like,
it
yeah.
It did.
Look at this.
Splashing into water with this music.
Montage song. No, one of the things my friend pointed out to me, too, was I linked him that, and he's like, you're not fooling anybody, Stephanie Meyer. Melanie Strider. Stephanie Meyer.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We gotta get, like, little sound effects to go with these things. I want that cat from Puss in Boots to go, oh! Dude, hadn't noticed it.
No, I didn't either. It's like, yeah, there's that self.
I don't remember Mary Sue's at all.
Nope. It's just a coincidence.
But speaking of Melanie, her actress seems to have more than one emotion and can close her mouth.
Yes. That's a step up. You know, I'm probably gonna get shit for this because her name, it's Charisse Ronan or Charisse
Shearsa.
There you go, Shearsa Ronan. She was in Hannah, and apparently she was like just this badass little kid assassin in that. But I did not believe any of her line reads, where she's like, "Like hell, really? That's the least believable fight." declaration I've ever heard. I hope she's not like a big wet blanket for the whole thing like that.
But so far so good on her. She had a couple lines and it was okay. Yeah, she's more normal looking too than I would have expected.
How so?
Meaning that like she's not like gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
The way one must always be. So I like that and appreciate it.
Yeah. The eye effects are cool.
Yeah. That like blue glowing stuff. That was, like, on the ground at one point. That was interesting. He was forgettable, though. Like, I don't even know who he is.
No, I think
one boy who happened to survive.
A no-name dude.
You'll fall in love with him because he's human. He has a penis.
Because he's there.
Oh my god, could I spawn with you? Hooray!
No, that's the funny thing. Kayla actually read it. She said that the excuse they have in this one for not having sex is that they don't want to procreate in a world filled with in the Yurk apocalypse because
in a world. Yeah. Well, that's Melanie's another soundbite we have to get. Sorry, Ron.
Melanie's wanting sex in the book, but
again?
Melanie does, but Jared, he's like in his 30s when they meet, and she's like 15.
Wait,
he's like, no, not until you're at least 18.
What? Oh, that is so gross.
What?
What is this obsession with freakish age differences?
Is that why it was listed under adult? It must have been. As I remember, this was published as an adult book, not a young adult book.
Yeah, it was.
It is an adult book.
Oh my god. I'm sorry, I still could go to jail for this.
Book, but when I read it, it feels definitely like a young adult book.
Oh my god, that's terrible. No!
But they don't have any yet. They don't have any sex scenes in the book. You hear them talk about
maybe
it.
Maybe because it's statutory rape.
Well, he makes her wait until she's 18.
Yeah, he just jerks off while he looks at her in the shower, probably.
Well, Well, according to the story, that's how it works, though.
That's so polite of him to not take advantage
he's
of
the moral
only
one.
Teenage
he's
girl.
The, he's the wanton.
Oh, the Mormon. Oh, yeah.
This is so... This is unexpectedly horrifying.
I'm so glad I didn't offer to read this one.
Oh, you suck.
I thought the book was pretty good, considering what they've been through. It's kind of...
Yeah.
Expected for those two to get together, even despite their age differences.
Yeah, actually, there's Octavia Butler wrote Parable of the Sower, and I think from what I remember, and get me if I'm wrong, somebody in the comments, I think that she ends up with like a dude who's much older than her, and she's like 16 or something like that. But it's again a distant future, okay. Which she predicted Walmart's. So that's weird.
But then we have Octavia Butler and Stephanie Meyer. These
oh,
are
yeah.
On
I'm sorry. Let me go back and
so
not
far
compare
apart.
Those two. reverse time, strike that. Octavia Butler, Stephanie Meyer, never in the same sentence.
Somewhere. Some planet has exploded from the horrifyingness of the comparison you just made.
I guess I mostly was thinking about it in the sense of, in the future, you know, I can understand a young girl and a much older dude, especially since they're both at their prime, you know, in those sorts of things, but...
I don't know, though, because, I mean...
Girls are going to see this and they're going to be like, Dad, who are your friends?
Ew. Here's the thing, though. I mean, she made this, like, this was an author's decision, and I mean, I don't know how much it plays into the themes of the book.
Well, that too. You could have been like, I'm 23, and
yeah, it's just
you can
like,
just
why
you
is
know,
he
do
30?
Other things that don't require you to be procreating.
Is it necessary for him to be 30, or is that just like
yes,
an
yes.
added skeeve for
yeah,
the sake of skeeve?
Or it might not even be skeeve. It might be her being like, when I was 15, I totally had the hots for older
oh,
dudes.
There you go.
You never know.
This was another dream that she had.
Yep. And then there was this 30-year-old dude.
We were the only ones on Earth.
And then I was taken over by the Yerks.
But I'm so awesome, they couldn't.
They needed the one that had taken over thousands of species. And I still managed to come out because love.
Right. Love. That's all you need.
Not love because of the way I think of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Love gets her back to normal, but it's not because of...
You ruined it, Robin.
For a minute there, I thought they might not get together in the end.
I think the book is so much more powerful if she had kept the original ending she had for it.
Oh.
She's almost got two endings written for it.
She what?
She almost has two endings for it, and I think if she kept with her original ending,
what was
it was
original?
A very powerful story.
Spoilers.
You ruined it with that.
Oh, spoilers? Oh, spoilers. Spoilers, spoilers, spoilers.
Spoilers for the host. Continue.
All right, I'm very bad at spoiling things.
No, go ahead.
Just go ahead and tell them.
It's just a warning.
But the entire book is in Wanda's point of view.
Her name is Wanda?
Wanderer.
Well, she calls herself Wanderer, and when she ends up in the human camp, they call her Wanda.
Okay.
Excellent name.
Lovely. I'm glad to know in the future.
And there becomes a love square with three bodies.
God.
Three boys?
Three bodies, but a love square.
Oh, is the Yerk also involved?
Falls in love with Jared because of Melanie's memories.
Okay.
But
so, Illyria.
She also falls in love with someone else at the human camp on her own. And Melanie and Yerk are fighting over Jared for a little bit until that second guy shows up.
So she has a convenient pairing that shows up at the end.
For her to pair both on.
Just because. Wow, that sounds really familiar.
Mm. Huh. Maybe they need to have a baby so that Yerk can go into it.
They're fighting over the same body, so...
I'm really looking forward to making fun of this movie.
So, did they, the ending that you're talking about, Robin, do they swap bodies, get out of bodies, do they part?
The original ending, for those who don't mind spoilers, the original ending, the alien has them take her out of Melanie's body and tells them to let her die.
The Yerk?
Yep. So the Yerk says, kill me.
Huh. All right, now don't tell us the real ending.
But I want to know the real ending.
All right, everybody, spoilers. I'm going to take my headphone off. I don't want to know.
Okay, we'll flail wildly when she's finished.
Type at me. It'll be fine.
Okay. So what's the real ending, Robin?
So the other ending, and I call it the other ending because she does actually have a space between that, the page where she goes to sleep and is supposed to never wake up, and then there's a empty page, and she wakes up. She's in another body.
And is that, like, the beginning of The Host 2, or is it implied that she goes off to find the dude that she likes, or how does that work?
Well, she's still with the guy she likes, because he was still in the same encampment. She stays with him. What they end up having is that if the reason they brought her back to life, or whatever you want to call it, was because they found her to be very valuable since she didn't have to worry about getting caught like humans did and getting supplies.
Oh.
So they go out to go get more supplies, and while they're doing that, they run into another group of humans who have been surviving, and this other alien taken over one is with them. And that just kind of how it ends. It could be a sequel in the making for that one. You never know. She became a feeble.
I think
open-ended.
Yeah, I think she actually has a Goodreads space for The Host too. I'll look that up, but in the meantime, Ollie, you can come back now.
I see you typing something.
Yes, you can come back. We're finished.
Okay, alright.
We're finished, but yeah.
Because I'm not going to read it, so I want to go to the movie fresh. I don't want to know what the real ending is.
Yeah, she apparently has an entire Host trilogy planned out. There's The Host,
okay.
The Soul, and The Seeker. So that would explain what you just told us, Robin.
Okay.
Interesting.
Hence not killing the Yerk.
Right. It's like, well,
yeah.
we were going to end it here, but then we decided we could milk
more money.
Books, so
yeah.
We're going to do that. That seems to be the
trend.
There
just better not be a lot more babies named Wanda after this.
Wanda.
Sorry to any Wandas.
I know. It's just, we apologize. That is kind of
you didn't choose the name. Yeah. Your mom and your dad did.
Blame that.
Or maybe the people who adopted you, I don't know. I'm open to all kinds of people who could name their children Wanda.
So
trailer was cool, the music was awesome, the love whatever's gotta go.
The love decahedron.
No decahedron.
So last one is City of Bones. We saved the best for last.
Up next and last is City of Bones by Cassandra Clare. You know how to click links by now, so go do that thing you do. Pause us, and we'll be here for you. In a platonic way. You like that? You like my humor?
That was a good job there.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
One eternity later.
Welcome back. You just finished watching City of Bones by Cassandra Clare. It will be slinking into theaters August 23rd, 2013.
Slinking. That's a great transition, because I think that is the only way that Jace can walk. He has to slink everywhere.
I'm super sexy.
With his head down and his hood up and his shoulders slightly hunched. Just
how
like,
much do I love that actor? He's so adorable.
Do you know him?
Sweeney Todd.
What?
He was, I believe, he was Anthony?
Alright, we have to investigate this, because he looks freakishly like Alex Pettyfer, and I
or
know
actually,
that's
wait,
how
is
they
he
wanted.
Anthony or
he's
oh, is it?
Yeah, they
it's
wanted
Anthony or,
Alex Pettyfer.
The little kid. What's the kid's name?
There we go. He was in Twilight too. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, no, he was Anthony. He was the love interest in Sweeney Todd.
Mm. So you actually like the kid?
Yeah, I've seen him before. I really enjoy him. Looking this over, apparently he was he was Grindelwald. In Deathly Hallows. And apparently he was in Twilight Saga. Man, he's just hitting every...
Right? Every single geez. Franchise he can...
Shove that kid into it.
He's gonna be on posters, goddammit.
I have angular cheekbones.
Don't, but like...
Give me my due.
Under the hood, do you guys know what Alex Pettyfer looks like? He's a kid from Beastly.
I will in a moment. Alex 24.
Yes, but he looks like him a lot, at least under the hood. Maybe they were like, you have to keep wearing this hood so that teenagers will think you're Alex Pettyfer. Because I guess Claire's fans really, really wanted him for Jace's role. So that was the thing.
He's much more rugged and manly looking.
Who, Pettyfer?
Yeah. I Am Number 4. Isn't that also a young adult book series?
Yeah. You can see where these might cross. What, I Am Number 4?
Oh, it already came out.
Yeah, that was a few years ago. It was terrible. You didn't miss it. Trust me. It was really, really bad. Anyway, we're not talking about
that. So back to really, really bad. I didn't know they were doing World of Darkness movies anymore. I didn't know Buffy the Vampire Slayer was still in. That's cool.
Gonna keep working in the stuff that's being ripped off there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Twilight had an action cousin.
I didn't know that Blade the Series gave permission to use their dance clubs.
At least
forget Star Wars.
With their Jedi hoods. Yep.
Oh no.
Well, Star Wars has a lot of girlies in that.
What they do?
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
It's a huge spoiler.
Spoiler alert!
Okay, go ahead, Rob.
Well, they not only reference Star Wars in the show, but the two love interests are brother and sister.
That's right. I remember that.
They're not actually brother and sister. They just think
I don't think they actually
just
are.
Just long enough for it to be a problem.
The first book, but that's how they end with the first book.
That's the obstacle. Like, everything else has been done. They're brother and sister. That'll keep them from kissing for a few. Okay, it probably doesn't, actually. I'm sure they make out and then feel really bad about it afterwards, but...
Hey, How I Live Now, they were cousins who had sex.
That's awkward.
And the Darth Vader father.
What was that, Robin? You were a little choppy.
The Darth Vader father.
Oh, who is being played by Jonathan Rhys Meyer, who is probably the prettiest dude on the face of the planet. Just like to throw that out there.
So I just clicked on the IMDb page again, and I need to say that I'm also concerned that the Tenth Kingdom is lending their poster to this movie.
I know, right? That's like, of all the movies that you would expect to have like a Beautiful Creatures-esque poster, it would really be this one, and yet they're doing the fantasy look. I'm shocked, personally. Maybe they're trying to do some bait and switch.
Step away from that, but it's like, all of the creatures, they're all real. And you're like, I think I should see some badass monsters on here. Like, where's the back-to-back pose?
Right? They did the side-to-side pose, the variation. Mm-hmm. That I'm gonna be honest, I'm looking forward to this, because I am genuinely expecting it to be terrible, and it's gonna be so much fun.
It'll probably be very fun. It's probably gonna end up being 4 movies.
Again?
Or wait, is it like 6?
No, books? She's got like 9 books going on 12 in the same freaking world, which from what I understand is like the same. Well, those are 3, but they're in the same world.
Okay, so there's what, 9 of them in the Mortal Instruments one?
Yeah, she did the first 3, then she did 3 follow-ups, then she did the steampunk in between those two, and now she announced another trilogy set that she's going to do that is not going to involve the characters, but is going to be about the same world. And I know way more about this than I want to.
I do too. I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
Thanks. Make me look like the nerd.
No.
She used to write a fan fiction for Harry Potter.
What do you mean? She means she used to borrow fan fiction for it. Anyway.
Don't say that! There. That's not true!
We're not going there.
We'll talk about that some other time. I can't find... Just give me your information. Here we go, Wikipedia. We're bad people sometimes. Sorry, audience.
A little bit. But, you know, this one is just one of those that it hurts a little
bit. I don't feel like I got a lot out of that trailer, honestly. I mean, I know it was a minute and a half, so... Also, bad on my end, I got the Les Mis trailer right before this, so nothing was going to be good.
Oh, yeah, you kind of spoiled yourself there.
Yeah.
Sigh. I'd also just like to mention here, Jonathan Rhys Meyers plays Clary's dad, right? But Clary and her eyebrows were born in...
Eyebrows?
1989. Jonathan Rhys Meyers was born in... What is it? 77, which would make him 12 years older than his daughter.
while he was getting it out.
Clearly. Clearly, he was a very young stud.
Movies. Hollywood magic. It's fantastic what they can do.
Like, they all have to be pretty, regardless of age. As long as they're pretty, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we're ageist in this country. Alright, City of Bone, Ashes, Glass, Fallen Angels, Lost Souls, Heavenly Fire. The originally sequel trilogy of the Immortal Instruments. Okay. Then there's the Infernal Devices steampunk one. Skip it. Dark Artifices, is that the one?
Is that the steampunk one?
No, it was the Infernal Devices one.
Oh. Yeah, then Dark Artifices is the new one.
Lady Midnight.
Really?
2015. With two unknown ones. So, 6, 9. Yeah, that will eventually be 12.
Yep. I would just like to point out that at this point, even the fans are like, dude, write something else. This is getting old.
Yeah, let me think. Is there anything that I enjoyed in this trailer? It was very Underworld.
Underworld meets Blade meets stuff.
Meets Buffy.
Meets Buffy. Meets World of Darkness.
World of Darkness. Someone just really needs to do an actual World of Darkness one, and then I can be like, Changelings!
They had...
Injured the Abyss.
Yes, and that was really... I liked that. That was pretty good.
Did you ever watch Dexter?
I watched the first episode.
First episode?
Yes.
Do you remember, the, like, badass black dude, Dokes?
No, I do not.
Okay. Watch it sometime. He's in Kindred the Embraced. He's essentially a brew hub.
I was all sad faced because the star of Kindred the Embraced died.
They couldn't do it without the prince. Alright, we're not talking.
Anyway,
about
yeah.
What are we doing? We'll talk about that some other
time. We are talking about, oh my god, CCH Pounder is in this. Oh,
who's that?
She, if you ever watched Justice League Unlimited, she is the voice actress for Amanda Waller. And it's just, you know, one of my personal heroes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go see this movie.
You were gonna go see it anyway.
I am. I'm going to make my friend take me for my birthday, and it'll just be excellent.
And your friend's gonna be like, man, all we did was talk through that movie.
No, she probably won't talk. I have to save that all for you guys.
Robin, what did you think of the trailer?
It looks like it goes pretty much away with the... It seems to follow the book pretty well from what I've seen of it, but it makes me not want to see the movie at all. This is the book I've read.
Yep, lucky you.
Yeah, no, not really. I think The Hope was better than City of Bones.
Wow. Those are fighting words, Robin. You just set two fandoms against one another. You better be prepared for the consequences.
Oh, believe me, I really do think that City of Bones is worse than The Hope.
Worse than Twilight? Yeah, blew your mind right there, didn't I?
Oh, I would probably say City of Bones and Twilight were probably tied.
Oh man, you're gonna get so much hate mail. This is why we don't list email addresses, to spare Robin from the hordes of Claire fans that are just going to rip you to shreds over that.
If you read the book, you'd understand what I meant. There's some good things about Claire. I mean, not all of her characters are heterosexual.
Yeah, I did. I've heard things about that though.
Yeah, but I really did not like that book.
I agreed to read it, so yeah, we're in for that. I actually did start reading it back when we were first reading this genre, and I actually couldn't finish it. I got bored.
I didn't get bored. For some reason, I kept wanting to read it, but I think it was more to prove myself that I was wrong. But this is one of those books where I was tearing it apart the entire... You know, I keep saying that I'm not as good as you in all of the particular books the first time you read it. This one, I had no problem doing that.
And therefore, you're going to have to suffer with us.
Maybe. If it had taken a different angle, like the host did with it, it has some different angles to that one, I might be willing to give it a try, but... Okay, so this one just looks like it stays too close to the book for me to want to really watch it.
Did I sign up for that one, or no? Did I just say
no?
Beautiful creatures and warm bodies and
yeah.
Call a day? Oh, God.
You passed. Thanks a lot. I freaked
out.
Now, I was going to read it anyway, eventually.
Okay.
I've just been putting it off.
Wow. So, think we're all very excited for this one.
Again,
we are going to get so many Shadowhunter fans.
Oh, God, I know, right?
Just rage at our computer.
I'm almost positive that there aren't Shadowhunter fans on my blog, so if that comes from anywhere, it's you guys, you know.
Well, luckily, I don't promote this on places that people who might get mad at me would find.
So I guess it'll be Robin, then.
Robin.
Oh, shit, throw me at the Shadowhunters. I'll be the sacrifice.
Hey, I mean...
A zombie that, that will fear herself.
Yep, there you go. So, yeah, that was City of Bones by Cassandra Clare, coming out August 23rd, 2013.
Here's the question. Which one is everybody looking forward to the most?
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
Oh, that hurts. I'm so excited for Cassandra Clare. Fine.
Because you want to hate it?
No, yeah, a little bit. Okay, but
yeah.
For Truthsies... I don't know, I'm kind of looking forward to Beautiful Creatures. It's Jeremy Irons. I can't help it.
That's fair. But yeah, wait, right now. It's 2-1, sorry. But hey, you know what's really cool, though? The two that we really ended up wanting to see, The Beginning.
It's true. They are coming up very soon.
February. All right. I think that the consensus seems to be thumbs up on Warm Bodies trailer. This is looking silly on Beautiful Creatures. This could be cool if they took out the romance in The Host. And what do you think you're... I don't even know. Never mind. With City of Bones. Alright. We will sign off now.
Alright. Thanks for listening to the Paper Cuts podcast. You can find Ollie at oliviahennis.wordpress.com, Robin at robinconnolly.blogspot.com, and me at ykmreviews.blogspot.com. See you next time.